All right, 2.0. Hopefully we're working now. If you guys come online, let me know if it's working. This is the first time I've done it on my laptop, so just trying to get the bugs right. Hey, Daniel, can you let us know if the sound's working? Welcome back, guys. Yes. All right, people are coming in. So I just want to know, is the sound working? Because apparently last time it wasn't working. Someone just write a message on the wall for me and then I'll get going. Cool, excellent. So I must have been just talking before, nothing was going on. Welcome back, Facebook family, beautiful people. It's good to see all your faces here, and Sue and Jimmy and Jimmy Polar. Yeah, it's been an interesting 3 months. I had a whole 3 months off social media, did a couple of posts, but nothing really major. And it was really interesting because I got to kind of have a back seat and look at the world more from the perspective of someone who wouldn't be on the internet or social media or actually have their you know, finger close to the pulse. So that's been kind of, it's been good to be able to learn how to meet people on a different level. Now, really good stuff's been going on. Sue could tell you more about that. She's online. Basically, there's been a bunch of phone towers that have been blocked up north. So we're seeing some really good stuff happening locally around Australia and around the world, people getting into the gardening and biodynamics and some tropic farming, and people looking outside of the square for making money and loans and the banking system. Wherever I go, I just hear people talking about conscious things. So it's beautiful, really, really good. And then I've come back onto the internet and there's massive riots in Paris. We have huge things happening with the Trump administration, whether you like him or not. I'm definitely going to talk about him a little bit today because there's this real funny way people view things when they don't really know any information or they don't know what's going on behind the scenes, and neither do I. So we should really get to that. But something's been coming up for me a lot is the rate of cancer that we're seeing and the rate of disease. It's actually out of control at the moment. Anyone you speak to, they know a whole bunch of people have got cancer. And this wasn't going on 100 years ago, 50 years ago. It's something that's only come in since the Western medical system has come in. And I'm hoping that most of the people out there who are listening are aware of modalities like naturopathy, iridology, homeopathy, kinesiology. These are all amazing practices, Chinese herbs, Chinese herbal medicine, acupuncture. These are incredible things that have been around for a long time that work, and it's about rebalancing the body. Now, I hear so many people, they call me because I help people with cancer. I've been helping them for about 10 years, been working with a neurologist a bit, plus I've got my own healing machines and modalities and things that I use to help people. So cancer for me is like just boring because I've seen so many people who have treated it, and we've treated so many people with these diseases. You can't use the word cure because you get thrown in prison, things like that. But people are still going down the route of like going to the doctors and asking what the doctors think when these doctors are paid for by the pharmaceutical industries. That's a known fact. Like, this is the basic level stuff that we need to catch. We need to get our head around disease, rebalancing the body, water, food, sunshine, suntan lotion, all these terrible, ridiculous things that we've been doing to ourselves for so long now. If we don't catch this, we are going to see the whole entire generation of kids that are coming through. They're going to have the autisms and the problems like that from the vaccinations, but also from the glyphosate and the pesticides in the fertilizers. There's not just a one-step process. So it's really important that we start catching health, because health is actually a streamlined route to consciousness and to awakening. People can happily fuck around their lives and do whatever they want and just have a blind eye to everything when they know what's going on, but they don't want to let go of their ego construct, which they've been building for the last 20, 30 years of their lives. They've created this personality. They've created this person, you know, this Facebook profile out in the world, as well as their Facebook and Instagram happy days. Take a photo of the best 5 minutes of my life, and then I'll leave that up there and portray that I'm happy. And what I'm finding is that, like, a lot of people aren't happy. Most people aren't happy, in fact. We pretend to be happy, but we're not. And I really want to get to the core, and I'm going to start running men's circles in Sydney and a few different places, because there's so many men out there at the moment who are mentally unwell because of sickness, and all sickness is created from the stomach. You know what I mean? If we don't have our physical health going on, how can we expect to have mental health? Why should I listen to anyone who's in parliament, who's making orders, who's chowing down a McDonald's, who's drinking terrible water, he's got a terrible diet. If you have a terrible diet and terrible food, your gut flora is going to be out of whack. And that means your mental capacity to make decisions is going to be terrible. It's going to be up and down. It's going to be depression. Your decision-making is going to be pointless. So we can really connect the dots between people's depression, between people's decision-making, their hormones, their state of mind, everything. The state of consciousness comes back to food. It comes back to our gut health. Now, there's a really good series. I'm going to drop a lot of names. I'm going to drop a lot of hints. So if you guys want to write these things in the message and people can look them up. Actually, that's why I'm on a laptop, because I can do that now. So I should be doing that. But there's a really good series that just came out called Interconnected. So that's all about the microbiome of the stomach. And it's basically a 9-part series, and it's very similar to The Truth About Cancer, The Truth About Vaccines. They're good series, and they're good DVDs that you guys should download and then copy them, whatever. I don't give a fuck about copyright. Go give them to people who have got cancer, who are sick, and people who are going to have children. Because I've had so many kids, mates have kids in the last couple of years, and because I've been around, I'll be able to pressure them about vaccines and things like that. But if you don't have someone like me who's kind of credible these days, it's very difficult just to hear one of your friends say, don't get vaccinated. So I'm not going to talk about the vaccines tonight, but what I do want you guys to do is start getting your ammunition together. Start having a USB with your information. So when someone does have, they're looking at having a child, there you go. Here's the DVD. It's a 10-part series. Go watch it. So I'll be saying to you guys, check out The Truth About Cancer. Check out The Truth About Vaccines, another series. And the last one's called Interconnected, which is about the gut biome. I think it's just finished, so you might have to purchase it now, but I'm sure there are ways out there you can get it. But I found it very interesting and I learned quite a lot. So what's happening, we're interconnecting all the different facets of health now. We're actually pulling together the spiritual aspects, the health aspects, the water, okay, the physical, the trauma, all these bits and pieces are connecting together in a perfect sequence. So we're realizing that a lot of the modalities are unfinished, and especially the Western medical system. That is a completely unfinished modality, which was never complete in its entirety ever, and it was never designed to actually heal people. It was designed to depopulate. It was designed to basically put out products that they can create customers that last for life, because that's what you want. A good business model is customers that can come back weekly, monthly, yearly, whatever, and basically you have these customers. How's my mum, everyone? You can have these people coming back over and over again. What a great business model, right? If you're an evil sack of shit, of course, what a beautiful way to create money. Inject people with issues and vaccines and things at the start of their life to destroy the microbiome of the stomach so the immune system doesn't come on. And then you're going to have niggling problems throughout your life, allergies, hyperactivity, this, that, the other, which creates a domino effect later on in life, and then they can treat you then as well. So we really need to take our health into our own hands, and I say that a lot. And the first thing is always water. You've got to get your water sorted, you know, and there's so many different devices out there. Everyone has their idea of alkaline water, this water, structured water, reverse osmosis, distilled water. There's ionizers, there's so many waters out there, but number one is you just got to stop drinking the tap water at least. Get off the tap water. And a lot of people are off the tap water, but you need to pull away from showering in it. Because just because you're drinking a bit of tap water now, which is not contaminated, you're actually showering in it. So every morning and every night you have a shower, especially a hot shower, you're actually absorbing 1.5 to 2 liters of water. Now what happens when you jump into that shower, especially a hot shower, that chlorine, fluoride, and 725 known contaminants, which is industrial waste, that's what's in our tap water, industrial waste, okay? That's what's in the tap water. I'm not going to have a debate about the fucking fluoride. If you want to go there, fuck, go for your life. We're way past that, okay? So if that's where you're at, it's good. Do some research, check out some videos, but I'm not going to go there. It's unnecessary. So when you're jumping in this hot shower, these water molecules, they're being excited. When you heat something up, when you electrocute something, when you add heat to certain things, a process called alchemy. So an alchemic process happens to industrial waste. So you're having supercharged industrial waste, which is being heated. And that steam, that gas, like a gas chamber, you're breathing that in, it's going straight in the lungs, going into the pores of the skin. And what happens, the pores are open. And then this industrial waste is being absorbed into your skin. And as a simple rule, that everyone should like run by. And if you wouldn't put it in your mouth, you should never ever put it on your skin. Because when you put things in your mouth, it's going to go through the natural processes to pull out the contaminants. Your body's got liver, kidneys, gallbladder, the immune system, intestines. It's going through and it's trying to process things. And if you have minerals in your body and you're not toxic, your body will process that, and through detoxing, you can get it out. But what happens is when you share in it, it's going into the skin, okay? And it's crossing the blood-brain barrier. So it's crossing the blood-brain barrier. It's going straight in, then it's transported into the muscle, into the blood, into the brain. So you're basically absorbing the industrial waste. So getting off the toothpaste is a great start. Getting off the tap water you're drinking is a very good start. And the next thing you should be doing, well, you know, not next thing, but you should be looking at getting a system which filters your shower water. You shouldn't be watering the garden with it. You shouldn't be watering your plants or anything with that water. It's actually toxic. That's why 95% of European nations and most of the world do not fluoridate. It's only Western countries who fluoridate. So it's a pretty simple topic. And Rasheem, I will talk about water more. And this next few weeks, I'm going to be doing this stuff, which is the vortexing. So we've got a whole house unit. They're on my website. But I will be talking about next week after I signed all the contracts and everything's all done. And that's basically structured water. And it's a bit of a phenomenon. People don't know much about it. So there is an option there. And these are the things that I will be taking to the Aborigine communities in the center of Australia. And hopefully, fingers crossed, might be going over to the Congo with the El High Priest in Africa and doing some work over there. So back to what I was saying earlier about a lot of people getting sick, a lot of people getting cancer. I'm seeing this everywhere. People are basically going to the doctors and they're poisoning themselves off, but they're not poisoning themselves off. They've actually already been doing it for 30 years, 40 years. Yeah, I mean, basically the food we've been told about, the food pyramid, everything's upside down. Everything's back to front. Nothing makes sense. And now we are coming into a time where we are linking the pieces of the puzzle together. So we're going to see a race of people who are going to skyrocket with incredible health. And then we're going to see a whole bunch of people who don't catch this and they're going to be dying off. Now, whether that's some sort of natural selection, you know, I don't know, or if just that's the population program or if it's both, I'm not sure. But what I know is when people are unconscious, when people are unaware and they're doing bad things in their life to their bodies, to other people, and just not living their truth and their dreams and their desires, stuff happens. Things happen to the body. We start manifesting these. We start creating diseases inside our bodies. And this comes from holding on to trauma. This comes from guilt, from shame. You know, most emotional things, if you're in the spiritual realm, you realize starts on an emotional level. Most disease starts in the body. We've had something happen to us. We've held on to something and it's created an actual manifestation in the real body. And that's getting a little bit esoteric for most people out there. But in the years to come, with biofeedback machines and all the modalities that are coming out, this stuff that I'm talking about, it's going to be common knowledge. It's actually going to be boring. In the future, kids are going to get taught about this. Kids are going to get taught about water, about health, about food, how to plant, how to garden. And that's probably one of the best gifts we can give our children. Yeah, I mean, one of the best gifts we can give the kids that we're bringing up is a healthy upbringing and knowledge, your knowledge of food, what to eat, what to cook, food combining, lectins, alkaline, all these different things, minerals, where do they come from? Like, what a great thing. Think about what happens when we go to school. We don't learn anything, right? If anyone learned anything at school, you can please post it in here and we'll talk about it. But I don't think anyone has learned anything good there. So I learned a bit of basketball and I learned a bit of algebra. That's really helped me in my life. And they taught me a false history. So now I'm reprogramming the false history. Now, if you people haven't heard of a guy called Max Egan, I highly suggest you jump on there and start checking out some of his work. Max is actually so on par right now. He's so on point. One of the most profound people on the internet I'm finding at the moment. The information he's putting out is incredible. He's talking about the mud flood and the civilization of Tartaria, and also the way they've been destroying our history and the artifacts, and also the Greco-Roman buildings in all the countries around the world, which don't fit in with the rest of the the landscape. So we're getting some really, really profound stuff at the moment where we're opening Pandora's box and we're getting close to the truth. So Max Egan's YouTube channel is called The Crow House. So I highly suggest that you jump on here, jump on his channel and start watching his videos, because he's really, really great. Hey, Brett, how you doing? So yeah, basically we've got this massive increase of cancer at the moment. We've got a massive increase of autism. Now we've already seen studies, we already know how that's working. It's a glycosate, which is tearing holes in the stomach biome. And what's happening is then when the kids are getting vaccinated, the aluminium and the mercury and the other contaminants are combining, they're crossing the blood-brain barrier. There's a, it's an adjuvant in the vaccines, which then carries it across the blood-brain barrier straight into the brain. So then you have the mercury hitting the frontal cortex and different parts of the brain, and we're having a shutdown. It's basically like the kids are being lobotomized. There's, I think, 1,500 parts per million of aluminium and all these things. Like, the information is there. If you want to do the research, it's actually not a difficult topic to find out what is actually going on. Hey, Chris. So what you need to be doing is really doing your own research. Stop looking for YouTube. Stop looking for other people to tell you, but go out there and start doing your own stuff. There's a lot of people putting disinformation out there, so be savvy with the information and where you get it from. But most importantly, when you start getting healthy, when you start getting the microbiome of the stomach functioning and everything back online, start drinking good water, okay, mineralizing that body, you will automatically just start working out, okay, what is good and what is not. You can test yourself. You can muscle test yourself. Everyone can learn like basic kinesiology. So when you're out and you need to test, what food should I be having? What should I be combining? Should I do this? Should I be going for this job? You can just muscle test yourself. So look into basic kinesiology. You don't have to do the whole entire course. Just be able to test yourself and test your friends on a yes or no answer. I mean, that's good enough. We have all the information. All the technology we're talking about is actually already inside of us. People doing plant medicine, people doing this, people taking all these things. That technology is already in the human being. But we're using it as, say, something in our tool belt. So we're putting these tools in our tool belt until we remember that actually we have everything and we don't need anything. But we have to keep up with the detox and we have to keep up with the cleaning and cleansing of our body, because we're seeing an increase in these diseases like we've never seen before. And it's scary. The amount of people that are calling me for help is like probably four times what it was 2 years ago. I'm getting phone calls, messages, signals, Facebook about my mum's got cancer, this person's got cancer, everyone's got cancer. And they're like, oh, they've gone and got a biopsy. Guys, stop getting biopsies, okay? If you have a tumor, if you have lumps, if you have something going on, you don't need to get a biopsy, okay? It's there. We get it. There is no early detection in the Western medical system. They will say, oh, it's early detection. But it's actually been there from maybe 3 to 10 years. That's how long that could be manifesting in the body, and it usually has been. Cancer just doesn't come overnight. It's a breakdown of the system. It's the lymphatic system is blocked, okay? The lymph system is blocked, and it's not allowing toxins to flow out. You can do all the liver cleanses, all the kidney flushes, all the colon cleanses you want, but if your lymphatic system is blocked, it doesn't matter, because that is the be-all, end-all. That is the top part of the immune system. Once the lymph system starts draining, yes, we need to start clearing all the other organs out so it can maintain it. Okay, and where are the lymph nodes? They're in the neck. They're under the armpits. Okay, you can, the lymph system kind of runs like this down here, across the front, down the sides, and it goes right throughout the whole body. So what are people doing in the Western world? They're getting these ridiculous perfumes and they're spraying toxic chemicals on the lymph nodes here. Okay, if you look on the back of perfume, like Chanel and Dior and all those disgusting ones that stink when you're out and you smell them, they're terrible, make you feel sick. They're spraying petrochemicals, 20, 30, 40 toxins straight onto lymph nodes. Okay, you got to stop doing that. Okay, we are poisoning ourselves off. So we need to stop poisoning ourselves off. We need to start taking accountability. And the easiest thing is go through your house and start removing your products. Get rid of that Lynx deodorant. Stop spraying your deodorant under the armpits. If you eat good food, you don't smell. You don't need deodorant, okay? You don't smell if you're eating good food. So get off the deodorant. Stop spraying aluminium under your armpits. Stop spraying perfumes on your lymph nodes every single day. That might be enough to knock you off balance for the whole day. We have this kind of system in our bodies where we can maintain homeostasis with maybe a bit of bad food, a bit of bad water, okay? But maybe that spray of the perfume or that exhaust smoke on the way in, that's enough to knock us off center, and we need to rebalance, we need to ground, or we need to get reset by someone who does kinesiology. You know what I mean? Or we need to go to sleep. So all these little things that we're doing throughout the day are enough to knock us off balance for up to the whole day. And once you get into modalities like kinesiology and things like that, you can realize you could do one thing and then you're out of whack. you're not present, you can't focus, you can't concentrate. Hey Joel, how you doing, buddy? So I did a talk at Gold Coast a couple of months ago at the Paradigm Shift. And before I went in, I was all set, ready to go. And I was with a friend of mine, Brian Schaefer. And I said, look, I'm just going to go to the toilet and I'll jump up on stage. And I walked into the toilet and one of those little, toilet air freshener things that they go, they spray. It was like at face level. I'm there washing my hands, just like get myself ready to jump on stage. And then the air freshener just goes like straight in my face. And as soon as I walked outside, like Brian's a genius. This guy's like probably the best person in this country who does what he does. As soon as I walked out, he saw my energetic field and he goes, what happened? And I said, man, I just got sprayed in the face by that thing. Like he knew energetically, then he cleared me, then I went on stage. So from the time I went in to the time I went out, I was actually out of whack. And who knows, my speech, my talk, what I did might not have been from the heart. It might not have been as, you know, as good as it could have been, because I would have been struggling for words. I would have been feeling off, tired. So these are all little factors that we can do. So get off the water. Start looking into water filtration systems. And I'm going to do a big talk on water soon. I've been saying that for a while, but I did have a break. Okay, so go through the shampoos. Just have a look on the back. Have a look on the back of the packet at your shampoos. And if you can't read what's on the back, if there's 30 words that sound like they're from a science lab, toss it out. Don't even use it. You don't want to be putting shampoo on your face, rubbing it on here, putting it in your armpits, all over your dick and balls, down your bum. That's gone straight in. You're putting toxic petrochemicals into your balls. That's what you want to reproduce with. You're putting it over your vagina. That's where you're supposed to have a child, and you're putting toxins in there. Stop doing it. It's just that simple. So get rid of the shampoos. Okay, get rid of all the rubbish. Get rid of the baby wipes. Look on the back. There's toxic chemicals. You're wiping the baby with these baby wipes full of petrol. Simple things. Okay, toothpaste. That's the most simplest. People aren't using fluoride toothpaste anymore. It's great. Good step in the right direction. Okay, so we haven't even left the house yet. We've kind of got out of bed and we're getting rid of the perfumes, the aftershave, the shampoos, the bad soaps. Okay, the mouthwash. Terrible, you know, terrible mouthwash. Do the coconut pulling, or you can use, say, coconut biochar or hemp biochar. Perfect for your teeth. Cleans it, makes them go white, pulls out the contaminants, negatively charged. Great, you can drink it too. And these things are cheap. And you're not supporting big corporations who are basically shitting on us. That's the issue. There's a whole bunch of corporations who are making these products knowing that they're making us unwell because they have shares or they own parts in the pharmaceutical industry. And if you want to keep going down that rabbit hole, we can go Agenda 2032, we can go depopulation, we can go energy harvesting. It keeps going and going and going, right? But we'll just keep it at an M15 plus level today. So we're in the bathroom. What else can we do? So anyway, before that, we can go back to the bed. What you want to be doing is getting hemp bed sheets, unbleached, okay, hemp. They cost a little bit more, but they'll last you a lifetime. You want to get unbleached, uncolored hemp bed sheets, pillows, underpants, all stuff you go in the bed. Because what happens is all the nanoparticles in normal color, there's hundreds and hundreds of chemicals in clothing coloring. Okay, and they're all toxic, and there's nanomaterial in there as well. So what it's doing when you're sleeping, it's actually blocking your energy field. It's blocking you from expanding. It's blocking you from heading out on the astral at nighttime and doing things like that. And you're probably waking up tired, because your body's fighting off these contaminants and these things that are on our clothes, and not to mention what they're made of, but also what we're washing them in. We're washing our clothes with fabric softener with all these toxic things that are on our clothes. We just put the clothes on, it's touching our skin. Once again, if you wouldn't drink something, you should never put it on your skin. So we just need to go, right, is this good for me? Would I drink that? Do I know what that means? No, 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 just don't do it. I mean, very, very simple. Earthing mats, great. Coconut oil, bicarbonate, toothpaste, exactly. Great, guys. Anything that you think, put it up there and I'll try and maintain that and talk about it. So I've gone from the bedroom, you know what I mean? And we can also go into like house paint, carpet and things like that. But look, we live in the Western world at the moment. It's a dominant force. So if you can get your food right, you can get your exercise, your mental health, and do as many good things as you can, the dominant force will always win. So there's going to be things that are going to be hampering us at all times. We're living in an industrial world. We're living in a place where we're being sprayed by chemicals in the sky. We've got coal ash, which is coming over from Indonesia. We've got industrial waste. We've got things going on which our body is going to have to deal with regardless, and we're not going to be able to do anything about that for a bunch of years until we actually, you know, start bringing out the free energy technologies and we start really neutralizing these contaminants, which we can. All that stuff's in the patents office, and I will have a talk about that again, like I said, in the future. So that's a good start, guys. Jump onto, you know, simple, healthy products. You can make them yourself. Most of the stuff you can make yourself. And we've actually lost a lot of our innate awareness of how to do things. Like, we're losing all of our skills. When you used to live in a village or a forest and things like that, people have to learn how to make rope, wash clothes, build houses, do these things. And even the Amish communities, you know, if you have a skill, the idea is that you teach everyone in that community that skill. So if you ever can't be there, not only have they all picked up a skill, but if someone needs to drive the tractor the next day, everyone can drive it. And that's what we need to do, kind of be passing our skills around, helping people out, going, hey, this is how you do this. This is what you do this. This is how you make toothpaste. This is how you make washing powder. It's all there. So then we're pulling back from the corporations, the ones which are destroying the planet, and we're not giving them our money. Now, what happens when you start pulling your money away? They have to start shifting and changing the way they start doing business, because they'll do anything for money. So if we force them, which is not buying them, we're going to create a situation. Sorry, that cut off then. My phone's in the backyard. Yeah, we're going to have a situation where we're going to see a big shifts all over. Now, you're obviously aware of Monsanto. Monsanto has just been getting shitted on for the last 5 years. I used to help organize the Monsanto marches and the protests in the city. And Bayer has bought them out now. So what we do is we just don't buy anything from Bayer. You know what I mean? And Bayer's got a massive range of products, but it's fine. Just look it up on Google and go, what companies does Bayer own? And don't buy it. There's really not that many things that you need to buy unless it's like externally trying to keep up with things. Like designer this, designer that, I have to have all these things. You can actually get by on not really buying much and having heaps more food for vegetables, food, happiness, or rather than buying things, you don't have to go to work as much. So that's part of the plan too, right? Wow, my computer's having a bit of issues here. So, okay, if we don't start maintaining the way we do things in our homes, okay, we're going to have a lot more trouble pulling and reversing these diseases back. And we're going to see these things coming much more prevalent, because that's just in our house. I could go on for hours and hours about what's in our house. Then we go outside and there's a whole food situation. Now, this food situation is a massive, massive minefield. It's, you know, we're not even there yet exactly. We're getting close to it. We're going plant-based. There is still some animal fats that are beneficial that we can be using. So vegan, but with some ghee and things like that, you know what I mean? I'm kind of on the fence with what we need to be doing. But basically, the one thing that always seems to get left out is fruit. Okay, things that really get left out, everyone's like, I don't want to eat. It's like, go eat fruit. Fruit is your best bet. It's the simplest, it's the cheapest, it's the best food for you, because we are frugivores. You know, if you look into a guy called Dr. Robert Morse, and I'll put his name up so you can check him out, Dr. Robert Morse, a really good video to watch would be called the Great Lymphatic System. And he talks about draining the lymphatic system. He's a little bit like Dr. Sebi. He's treated, I think, over 250,000 people in his clinics. And they've reversed every single disease known to man, every single one, AIDS, HIV, cancer, diabetes, whatever. It's all been reversed just from a fruit diet and herbs. You know, the herbs are to get the lymphatic system flowing. And then the fruit, all the sour fruits, just basically break away all that plaque and all that stuff, and everything starts functioning. You can thrive on fruit. Not just get by, but you can actually thrive better than you've ever thrived before. So maybe seeing we're heading into summer, for people who are in Australia and countries over this way, maybe do a little like a detox soon, say a 10-day watermelon fast. Go buy yourself a whole bunch of watermelons and just do watermelon for 10 days. And if you haven't done it before, if you never fasted, if you never tried intermittent fasting and things like that, I suggest you do it. It's like almost a spiritual experience. If you watermelon fast, you're pretty much high. Like after a couple of days, you are pretty much at an elevated place. You would not have felt like that before from eating normal foods. So it's an interesting thing. trying to explain to someone what it's like fasting and all the rest of it. So another point I want to touch on is the intermittent fasting. I'm just going to be flowing here for a bit, and I'm going to jump off and I'm going to do a more proper interview and a more concerted effort later. I haven't been on for a while, so there's a lot going on in my head at the moment. So jump in and look into intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting. So if anyone wants to post that up, check it out. That's basically giving your body like a 16-hour break minimum. So if you finish eating at, say, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you don't want to be eating till kind of lunchtime, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. And what you'll do, you'll feel your body go into a state of ketosis, and it'll start using all the contaminants and things that are in your body as fuel, and it'll start eating up the free radicals, and it'll start creating antioxidants. It'll burn fat much quicker, and it'll also put on muscle faster. The IGF spikes, the testosterone spikes. So this is the cheapest bang for your buck, doing the fasting, because you just don't eat. I know a lot of people who do the 23-1 where they fast for... This guy's making a lot of noise in the background. If you hear the dog puffing, let me know. I'll kick him out.
Hey, get outside.
I know a lot of people who are doing the 23-1. So they're actually eating all their food in a one-hour period during the day. And for bodybuilding, for training, for things like that, these people are getting massive. You put on heaps of weight. Now, to a normal person, that sounds ridiculous. How can you not eat for 23 hours? But fasting is a part of life. It's in cultures. It's in religion. You know what I mean? Even though religion and most religions are just a load of BS, there's a lot of truth you can pull out of it to help you with your life. You know, we need to go that route and talk about how and why. But fasting is a very, very powerful thing, and it's free. You know, I mean, they don't want you to know about fasting. They don't want you to know about urine therapy, you know, drinking your piss. That is the XYZ of health, and that's supermodels' secret to how they stay young. They put the urine on their faces. They put it in jars. They let it ferment for 2 weeks. They put it on their face. They drink it. They bathe in it. It's distilled water. It's like stem cells. It's information. It's like programming the body on what it needs to do to fix itself. And obviously, yes, there is times to do it and times not to do it. But that's a big thing. People will probably look at it and go, fuck, drinking your piss, are you serious? But it's actually excess minerals and distilled water, only a small portion of that is excreted waste. But the fact is it's distilled anyway, which means it's inert. So once again, another time, another place, we'll do a proper 2-hour video on the urine therapy. So that's where we need to go. We need to look into fasting. We need to start replacing the products in our house. We need to start talking to our friends and family and getting them onto the CBD, getting them onto the products that work, the Carbon 60 Purple, the ASEA. You know what I mean? All these products work. If you're unwell, use them. Don't go spend hundreds of thousands of dollars at the doctors, because all they want to do is pay off their new Porsche. They want to get their new Range Rover. Doctors are like, you know, same as police officers. These the everyday doctor down the street. You give them a badge and they automatically think they're better than everyone else. And what they want to do is just be like, I'm healing the world, I'm saving the world. But you ask them anything outside their box of information, they get upset. You talk to them about vaccines, they have no idea. You talk to people in the pharmacy about vaccines, about the studies, they tell you to fuck off. Trust me. I've gone around so many different pharmacies and asked the questions, asked for the inserts, and they've either gotten full angry and told me to piss off, or they've even called the police. I've gone in there and I've hassled them like, hey, just want the documents. Show us the studies showing it's safe. Give me the vaccine insert. They wouldn't even give me the insert, which folds out to be a massive piece of paper showing hundreds of problems and all the big long list of things that go wrong with you. They didn't want to give it to me. I mean, that alone tells you something's not right. You can't just not give someone something because all the proof's there. And she goes to me, one time I was down at Cronulla, and the woman goes, look, oh, we don't give them to you anymore. I go, why not? Don't I have an informed decision of what I want to do with my children? And she goes, oh, no, well, the doctors made that decision. I go, but the doctors don't know anything. They don't know anything either, neither do you. I go, I know more about this topic than you do. So why would I give my health over to a doctor who's getting paid by the pharmaceutical company to poison people off? And he doesn't even know about depopulation. He doesn't even know about the agenda behind it. He's just a puppet doctor there handing out prescription drugs and antibiotics, which destroy the microbiome of the stomach. He's telling people to get vaccinated. He's going, have this blocker, have this estrogen mimicker, have this. All these things which block, rather than rebalancing the body. That was the natural way of doing it. This has always been the natural way in nature, rebalancing. It's Sorry, my computer keeps wigging out. Rebalancing the system. So rather than blocking this and doing this and putting a band-aid on something that's five steps down the line, we go back. What's the problem? Where'd the disease come from? Where'd the tumor come from? Okay, it all starts inflammation, acidification, which is mineral deficiency and toxicity. You can't get sick unless you're mineral deficient or you have toxic buildup of chemicals in your body. That's the only two things that will get you disease in 99.9% of cases. So toxicity and mineral deficiency. That comes from the lymphatic system being blocked. That comes from us not detoxing. It comes from us eating all types of food which create mucus. Okay, so we have a mucus buildup inside the microbiome of the stomach, in the gut lining. And what happens is when toxins go in the body's natural defense is to release mucus to block these toxins from coming into the cells. So what it does, it creates the mucus. The toxins get stuck there. But seeing our bodies were never designed to eat flavors, colors, artificial this, artificial that, wheat, grains, all this rubbish we're packing in, rather than this mucus coming out and just basically going through the natural process, it's getting stuck there. And then more toxins come in and then more mucus is created. And it's creating this mucosal lining inside the intestines, inside the stomach, inside the bowels, and it's like licorice. So you're trying to throw minerals and nutrients in there, you're eating all these herbs, doing all these things, but you're just not absorbing them because the stomach's got holes in it. There's holes in the stomach lining, so it's going straight into the blood. And when you eat, it's giving you red eyes and you're getting sore and tired. And 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're crashing, wondering why you're tired at 3 o'clock. That's the liver time. That's the liver and the kidneys time while they're trying to detox. So if you're finding yourself crashing at 2, 3 in the afternoon, that's the time the liver and kidneys are trying to excrete the toxins. So then this mucosal lining becomes this thick gel, which is inside the body. And basically, no matter how much stuff you pour into it, all the minerals and nutrients are getting trapped in it and it's not being absorbed into the body. So what do we have then? We start having a metabolic breakdown of the whole system. We have a deficiency over here, which the body starts grabbing stuff from over here, and then that's not happening, so it grabs something from here. So everything starts stealing from everything else. This is stealing minerals from here. The body starts taking minerals from the bones. So then we have osteoporosis. Then we have this. So the first step is mineralization and detoxification. That's the issue, which is inflammation of the body, which is acidification, which leads to a disease, which leads to an ailment. Now, what is a tumor? What is a tumor? A tumor is simply your body's natural containment unit for toxins. A tumor is not cancer. A tumor, your body creates a tumor to house all of the toxins in your body until you can detox it, and then the tumor will just disappear. So a tumor is actually part of your human physiology. It's part of your body. All right, guys, everyone keeps saying diatomaceous earth. Diatomaceous earth is not going to get you through a whole bunch of problems and issues. What it's going to do is going to strip your body of minerals. You don't just start taking diatomaceous. You just don't start detoxing out of nowhere, okay? Everyone says to me, diatomaceous, zeolites, you need to support the gut first. You need to seal the gut first. You need to be going to the toilet 3 times and shitting green before your body is even ready to detox. So just banging down diatomaceous isn't going to do it. You're going to strip your body full of minerals, okay? And people will say to me, oh, I did a heavy metal detox. And it's like, oh, did you? Okay, how'd you go with that? Yeah, it went really well. So how'd you know? How do you know? They didn't support the gut. They didn't do any of these things, but they had some diatomaceous, they had some zeolites, and they thought that they got the metals out of their body. The only way is to get tested. You need to get tested. There's a guy called Scott Collins, and he's on my Facebook, and I write his name down now. It's Scott H. Collins. He has a machine called an oligoscan machine. You can put it on your hand, and it will test you right then and there for your heavy metals. So you can actually see where you're at. And the heavy metals, they correlate with the minerals too. So when you have no minerals over here, you'll have high metals because they kind of interlock. Scott says it's like a key where you have a keyhole, and you have zinc that goes in there. Then when you have no zinc, cadmium will come in and your body will start trying to process cadmium. So go ring up Scott. Go spend the money. Get yourself tested, okay? And he has products that can help you support your body to then detox. It's all about timing. You don't just go do a 21-day water fast when your liver's blocked, your kidneys are blocked, when your lymphatic system's blocked. You're just putting massive stress on your body. You're going to detox a bit, but you're also going to put massive stress on the physical body. And I've always been a person who wants to jump ahead. I love taking shortcuts. I hate fucking rules. I love breaking the law and going through red lights and parking where I want to. It's just me. But when it comes to health, it's the slow process. You have to do it step by step. You have to use a specific thing at the exact time at the right moment. So get into supporting the gut. Slippery elm bark, some L-glutamine. Get on there and seal the gut. Sorry, guys. I don't know if you can hear that, but it's just in the background. So, yeah, start supporting the gut. Go speak to Scott. Okay, it's a really good thing to do to get tested. Find out where you're at. Do your heavy metal detox. And a heavy metal detox can sometimes go for 9 months to take a good whack at it. To bring your levels down 20, 30, 50, 70%, you need to be doing it for like probably 6 to 9 months. And that's strict, man, every day, every single day. And you're going to be feeling the metals coming out. You're going to be smelling it coming out the armpit. You're going to be tasting it in the mouth. Okay, the metals and the candida are kind of working together too. Even though we don't want candida in the body, the candida is going to be there if you have a lot of heavy metals. It's actually protecting the body from the heavy metals. So when there's an imbalance, things start growing. They're all connected. You don't just get rid of the candida if you can't get rid of the metal. So these are, once again, certain processes and certain protocols. Start getting the metals out first, then get rid of the candida. So then after 9 months, what you can do, you can go back and see Scott again, and then you can get retested. And then you can see it's a certified feedback, biofeedback machine, and it gives you a full-on readout on the internet from Germany. This thing is good. It's like 98% accurate. And then you can go, right, my cadmium, my aluminium, my mercury, my lead, it's all come down to this much. And then each one of these metals, when you have high amounts of metals, if you read what that metal does to you, you'll find that that is the behavior you have in your life. Metals are the problem behind everything. The anxiety, the depression, the people who are going crazy, the moods, the up and down, it's all connected to metals. We shouldn't have heavy metals in our bodies. This is the issue. We're living in a toxic world and we didn't know how to get the metals out, but now we know. Support the gut. Get the gut working. Get the immune system happening. Support the stomach with good probiotics like Metagenics or whatever. There's heaps of good brands out there. And it's about the dominant force each day. Eating the fermented coconut cream, the kefir, the probiotics, the fermented foods, all day long, hitting it, hitting it, hitting it, and constantly being the dominant force, constantly being in a way to support the stomach biome. Now, if we don't support the stomach biome constantly, the bad bacteria will just take over. Once you get on top of it, your gut flora will start expanding and you'll start having incredible, amazing shifts in your life. Now, the issue is, if you're stressed, okay, you're going to have a lot of trouble healing. This is one big part of the healing process is the stressing, the cortisol release. If you're sitting next to a phone tower, if you're buzzing your phone all day long, if you've got a Wi-Fi router in the house, that shit wipes out your stomach biome. It's crazy detrimental to the health. When you go on holidays this season, guys, if you are going away, jump in to the bush, you know, just get a tent, turn your phones off, go in for like a couple of days, a week, whatever you can do, whatever time you have, I suggest going into the bush. Because it used to be like we used to go camping because it felt good. You know, I like being in nature, it feels really good. But now, when you go somewhere where there's no phone reception and you're in nature, it is fucking next level. It is seriously next level, and you walk out like, I'm a god. You are balanced, you are connected, you are grounded, the body is healing, you're at peace, you sleep well, you dream well. The things that you're thinking about are your own thoughts because you're not under mind control, which is what these phone towers are doing. They're sending low frequencies to the human vessel. Everything in this world is electricity. It's frequency. Why does music make you feel good? You hear the guitar playing. Why do you feel good? Why do people om? Why do people chant? Then you have to ask yourself, why are they pumping these frequencies out of the phone towers? Look into Barry Trower, this guy, okay? So you have a mobile phone tower in your pocket. Keep it away from your nuts. Women, stop putting the phone down the bra, okay? It's next to your heart. It's next to your breasts. It's radiating you. It says on the back of all the phone packets, and if you read the instructions in the whatever it is, it says keep it 15 centimeters away from your body. I mean, how the fuck are you supposed to do that? You can't. What, you're going to walk around with a selfie stick everywhere? They know that, right? But you click yes. When you turn your phone on, you click yes to agree to terms and conditions. You're basically agreeing that that phone is going to fuck you up if you hold it in your hand. It's going to vibrate and shatter your DNA. It's going to make the telomeres fall off, which is what it does. It's proven. If we thought that tobacco was bad, you know, when the doctors were saying Camels, the doctor's favorite cigarettes, you know, that was only 60 years ago, fucking retards. Okay, now phones are going to be 10 times worse than that. And we've got a 98%? Is it 98 or 97% increase for cancer on the right-hand side of the face, brain cancer, because of the phone. Boom, boom, boom. It's simple. So you got to get the phone covers. You got to get the cases. You got to turn them off at nighttime. You got to put them in airplane mode. Keep them away from your bed. Try not to use it. You know, I mean, just try not to use your phone. Let's not be dependent on the technology which is actually enslaving us, artificial intelligence, transhumanism. We have nanoparticulates floating around the sky, which are in our bodies, which are interfacing with the Wi-Fi. Once again, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. If you want to learn about that, go to my YouTube channel, Nate Max TV. I've interviewed Harold Krauss-Vella, world expert on geoengineering, Morgellons, artificial intelligence. Absolutely incredible man and scientist with 13 different degrees. Nate Max TV. I put it there. Look it up. Go to YouTube. It's on the comment box. I've got a whole bunch of interviews there which go so far down the fucking rabbit hole that most people on this Facebook feed would lose their shit. Or they'll say I'm crazy. But this is scientists. This is fact. This is what's going on in the world. And we need to catch this. And the first thing is health. Now, what I'm feeling is the first way to get people to awaken is to get them healthy. If you can get someone healthy, they start making good decisions. Start thinking outside the box of fear and fear, flight or fight. That's what happens when you're getting bombarded with debt, with phones, with pressure, with jobs, with crap water, crap food. You don't have that. You just can't think outside the box. You're not going to think that there's space aliens running around or whatever. I mean, whatever beliefs you want to buy into, you're not going to even look at that because you just can't. So the simplest thing we can do is go for the health. So what did I say earlier? The toothpaste. The water. Stop showering in the tap water, okay? Get rid of your deodorants. Get rid of your aftershaves. Get rid of all the shampoos. Don't wait till they finish. Just throw them in the bin. Don't give them to someone else. Just get rid of them. Chuck them out. Go buy some new stuff, especially with your kids, especially with your children. Get them off the dairy, okay? Cut down on the meat. If you're going to buy the meat, buy the organic grass-fed good stuff. Just try and have it once every couple of weeks. Cut right down. If you're at home, and you can't go out and protest and do things or do whatever it is you want to do in the world, just by buying the right products and just by not supporting poor industries, you're doing so much. You're doing heaps. There's a lot of people out there who just buy the right products that are actually doing a lot more than the people who are out there making change. So don't think you're not making a change. Don't think that you not buying things is not making a difference, because it is. Every single dollar you don't give over is taking away from the people who are making a really poor planet for all of us. So I'm not going to go heaps longer, but I get a lot of people talking to me, especially about like Trump. Why hasn't he stopped the bombing in Yemen? Why isn't this? Why isn't that? Now, I'm not saying Trump's a fairy godmother, but compared to Bush, Obama, Hillary, all these people who have been before and who want to come next, he actually is a fairy godmother from what he's done, what he's created. Now, what I know for sure is that where the president sits, there's like 21 levels of intelligence operations above him. The black operations. Sorry, my computer keeps just going completely black. Starting again. So there's so many levels of secrecy above the president. Now, there's a really good movie that's just come out and it's been banned off the internet, and it's called Above Majestic. So you guys should check that out. You should go buy it and purchase it and give it to your friends and watch it. If it's been banned off the internet, it's something you should watch. So check that out. It's called Above Majestic. I think it's dedicated to Max Spears. And it talks about all levels of secrecy above the president. Now, when you come into presidency, whether you're good, whether you're bad, whether you're controlled opposition, whatever you want to believe in, you can't just come in and go, we're stopping the geoengineering tomorrow. We're not going to bomb Yemen. We're not doing this. We're not doing that. There is so much of the swamp which has to be drained from all the levels of government before that can happen. It has to start at the bottom. You know, I mean, it has to start at the bottom. And you guys can help drain the swamp in your local area by holding the politicians accountable. We need more people in the local politics who are balanced, who have an understanding of what's actually going on in the world, going to the meetings and going, no, that's shit. We don't want that. Who said that? No one wants that. You know what I mean? It's like coal seam gas fracking. No one wants that, but yet they're doing it. How are they allowed to do it? It's because not enough people are putting their effort in, putting their intention in. Look at France. Look at France. What about Iceland? If you guys haven't researched Iceland, check it out. They did a coup. They got rid of the bankers. They got rid of the politicians. They arrested them. And now they've got a flourishing economy. That economy, they don't owe any money to the IMF bank. They don't work with the IMF bank anymore. They're using all green power. There's no unemployment. It's a small country, but it shows what can happen on a small scale. If you haven't looked into Iceland, check it out. Research Iceland coup. Okay, that's what can happen in every country, and that's what needs to happen. That's why there's a flu ride. That's why there's a TV, the news, the football games, the TAB, the alcohol, the pubs. These are all methods of keeping people distracted. If people were to wake up and go to the streets and start removing these people, we could turn this world around overnight. And I'm thinking in 2019, we're going to see a lot more of this because people have had enough. And that's right. The whole world does need to do what France is doing. People need to step up. People need to hold their friends and family accountable for what they're doing, for their actions, what they're talking about. You need to look after your family, help them out with their food, help them out with their drinking, help them out with their health. That's the fastest, most beautiful gift you can give to anyone, is teaching someone how to look after themselves, teaching someone to look after their own health, their spiritual health, their mental health. Take them to a meditation class. Take them to a yoga class. Go for a walk out in the park. Go pick up some rubbish. If you know what to do in the world, just go pick up some rubbish. Be helpful. Be useful. Do anything. So simple. Plant a couple of trees. Plant a garden. Get some friends together and plant some trees. You don't have to do what the mainstream does. You don't have to be a retarded little fucktard soy boy wearing tight jeans to fit in this world. Just do what you want to do. Be you. There's an attack on the alpha males. There's an attack on the alpha males that's been going on since the dawn of time. That's the way you take over a planet. You attack the alpha males. You divide the family. Pull the family apart. Confuse the kids. Attack the kids. Give them the choice of being whatever gender they want to be. These kids would never have thought about that if someone didn't give them the option. If someone said to me, hey, do you want to do this? I've never heard of it before. I'd be like, fuck. I've never heard of that before, but I'll give it a go. That's what's going on. There's no rites of passage anymore. There's no elders anymore. We don't have these inspiring mentors who are looking after us, because usually you get a slap in the back of the head and they'll tell you what to do. You're sitting around the campfire. Stories get passed on. Knowledge gets passed on. That's not happening anymore. Kids are going out. They're on social media. They're on video games. They're eating terrible food. The parents don't know what food to feed them. So this whole rites of passage is now missing in the Western world, but it's coming back. We've got sweat lodges. We've got plant medicine ceremonies. We've got meditation classes. We have men's circles, women's circles. We have ecstatic dance. We have all types of trauma release and things that are going on. So this is coming back, and this is what needs to happen. And the kids is where our focus needs to be, because the attack is on the children, the vaccines, the estrogen mimickers in the food and the water, the plastics. Okay, the social media, the programming, the news, the lies, the music, film clips. These are all things that are taking people away from their organic beings of being comfortable in their body, to feeling they need to dress a certain way, to feeling that they need to act a certain way, chasing the material false pride and fame and glamour. That's what's going on. Everyone thinks to be cool in this world, or the coolest thing is to drive into like a coffee shop in your Ferrari or your Range Rover. That's what people aspire to be in the Western world. They want to pull up in their expensive car and pull in, and that to them is like the pinnacle of being someone here. That's kind of where we're at. I see it everywhere in the cities. This look on people's faces when they're driving their car. It's ridiculous. When did that happen? When did that go on? You know, like how? When did we pick this up? And I know how. It's through the rap film clips. It's through the movies. It's through the news. It's all programming, making you think you need a $100,000 car. You need to have a $1.5 million mortgage or you don't fit in. If you don't vaccinate your kids, your friends aren't going to be friends with you. It's all these pressures. And what this boils back to is ego, stroking of the ego or the dissolving of the ego. That's where we're at. People are either dissolving this ego and coming into a state of self-realization, or they're going down the track of externally projecting their lives and everything's externally based. The girlfriend has to look like me. I need this car. I need to fit in with this type of situation. I need to have this job. I need to have that. I need to do this. It's all I need out of fear. Everything's based on fear. You're either living from a state of love or you're living from a state of fear. That's where your decisions come from. That's all there is. There's nothing else. Doesn't matter how big the situation is. Doesn't matter what's going on in your life. If you think it's massive, it's either fear. You're deciding from fear or you're deciding from love and expansion and the unknowing. And sometimes that's hard. You know, I had a situation this week where I went to buy a boat and I was going to plan to live on it, this big ferry, and it was sold. Yeah, I caught myself the last 5 days. I've seriously been just like, I was fucking complaining the whole time and like, it doesn't even exist. I created a situation on my head that I needed to have that boat and I needed to live on it because that's what I wanted to do. But I made that up. It doesn't exist. I created a mind prison for myself for 5 days. And it wasn't until recently, in the last couple of days, I did some bit of plant medicine. I meditated. I ate a whole bunch of food. Wasn't eating enough, so I got busy. But I snapped back into myself, had a swim in the ocean. And I was like, fuck, what was I complaining about? And this is what happens a lot in the Western world. We forget how lucky we are. We really do forget how lucky we are. And if you're starting to get over life, you're starting to get bored, and you're just going overseas and partying and traveling or whatever you're doing, go to a third world country. Go do some humanitarian stuff. Go over to India. Go to fucking Syria. Work your way into Syria. You can go over there and check that out. Come back. You'll be so inspired. That's why I had a break from social media, you know, to kind of get a bit of a reality check on where people are at. But I'm most powerful on the street anyway. When I walk around the streets, when I talk to people, me and my dog, you know, that's when I inspire people the most. I talk to them, I give them information and project my energy. And we can all do that. That's legal. Every time you go out, you can go to the coffee shop, you can inspire someone. You hear someone's conversation. If you have the right intention, it's totally fine for you to impose on that conversation and go, hey, and have a chat. I don't think there's ever been a single time in my entire life that I haven't butted into conversation that's been beneficial for some people. And yeah, Daniel, no luck at the moment, mate. So yeah, but I have a way around it. So yeah, make sure you become active in the real world. This internet here, this is a closed circuit loop. Everything that happens on the internet stays on the internet. We get the information, it's going in, and our brains are full of this information, which is like a dopamine hit, which is the same as getting the likes, which is the same as the Instagram and all the fame and the fake reality that's going on there. Okay, but what happens when you close that laptop down, you go outside? Okay, are you living and breathing what you're talking about on the internet? Are you going out there and you're making change? Are you writing letters to the politicians? Are you planting trees? Are you being positive when you're out? Or are you in a shit mood? Are you walking around tired, angry and depressed and lumping your crap on everyone else? Call yourself on that. I did that last couple of days. Last 4 or 5 days, I really caught myself and I was like, is this because I'm back in Sydney? Or have I created a mind prison? It was both. You know what I mean? I need a fucking boat. I don't need anything. I'm happy when I have like just a swag and a tent and go sleep in the park. I'm good. I'm actually really to the point where I could easily just sleep in the park and not even worry about having any material possessions. But in this Western world, for people to take you seriously, you need to have money. You need to do things. So, you know, that's where we're at. That's what you need to do. Hear what I said? You need to do this for people to believe you. You have to dress a certain way. If you saw my hair last week and I was doing this talk, people who didn't know me would probably come on and say, fuck, who is that guy? He looks like a bum. And that's the type of judgment we're facing. That's the type of stuff that's going on in schools at the moment, where you got to have the Nike shoes. You got to have the Reebok. It's going to be cool, man. I got the new iPhone, which came from the slave factory in China. The worst slave factories on the planet are in the iPhone factories in China. So when you buy an iPhone, you're supporting slavery. There's actually grates on the ground where these people stand up and they just defecate straight into the grate. There's suicide nets all around the factory so they can't even kill themselves because everyone just wants to die in there. It's the worst living conditions. China is a communist hellhole. And we're selling off parts of Australia to China. We're cutting down the old growth forest in Tasmania. Okay, 150-year-old, 500-year-old forest, beautiful forest, something that looks like it comes from the Lord of the Rings, and we're chopping those forests down and we're turning it into wood chips for China. You know what I mean? How the fuck does that even happen? And they have a social credit scheme at the moment where if you're doing stuff like I'm doing right now on Facebook, I'll get crosses on my social media credit scheme, then I won't be able to jump into a plane and I can't catch a bus and I don't get my social benefits. That's the rollout they're trying to implement into Western countries. They want to bring that Chinese model into the Western world. So if you're speaking truth, if you're catching the government out for doing shit that's illegal, they've got the new Patriot Act and all these new laws that basically are against whistleblowers. So when the government's in the wrong and you catch them, they can throw you in prison. That's what they're trying to bring in. Then you'll get a cross on your credit score and you won't be able to fly anymore. You won't be able to get a bus. You won't be able to get whatever it is. That's like worse than North Korea. That's full communism. And that's what we call democracy. So this is why we need to catch this now on all facets, the monetary, the military, the medical system, health, our rights, our privacy, this new pushing of neutral gender and normalizing pedophilia, pedosexual, hashtag pedosexual. What the fuck? This is part of the plans to catch the plan. See it. Don't allow it. Just go fucking no. Just meet it with resistance. You don't have to give all your energy to it and get upset and fucking give everything over. Just meet it with resistance. You have to take action. You can't do nothing. If you're doing nothing, you're part of the problem. That's all there is to it. So take a little bit of action each day, guys. Hopefully do an interview with Elhai soon. Had a chat to him. He's getting a nice big tattoo on his arm. Maybe even Fiona. Been spending a bit of time with Fiona and Isaac Cappy. He was over here in Australia. So spent a week with him. We went down to Mullum to the music festival and we're having a good dance. If you guys don't know, Isaac Cappy is a Hollywood A-lister who was in Thor and Terminator Salvation and some movies like that. So yeah, he's pretty cool. He's been speaking out about the pedophiles. He's basically thrown his career in the bin to do the good work, to expose what's going on, the A-list Hollywood pedophile rings, which, you know, he's called out Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks and all these people. You know, you don't get up there without sucking some little children's dicks. That's basically how it works. And what he said was that you either know about it or you're part of it. And I was just like, fuck, wow. That's coming from a Hollywood A-lister, you know. So, yeah, he's great. Good on him. Thank you so much, Isaac, for what you do. I know it's been a rough run and you're copying a lot of ridicule from people and you've put your neck in the chopping board, but this is what people need to do. Everyone needs to stand up. If you know pedophiles in the area, if you're molested by your family, if you're molested by someone, you need to go to the police station. You need to file a report. Trust me, a lot of people will come out after you do. It's 1 in 7 in the Western world have been molested. Okay, this is the reality we live in. Don't say to me, Nate, it's negative. Don't say to me, Nate, I don't want to hear about it. This is what's fucking going on under your noses, in the churches, in the schools, in the scouts, okay, in families, in religions. It's happening everywhere and it has been happening everywhere. We need to put a stop to it. And the way we put a stop to it is we shine the light of truth in there. And yeah, it's a little bit hardcore and yet it's a negative topic that's going on. Unless you want that to continue on to your kids and all that, let's talk about it. Let's get it out there. It's very simple. File a report. Go to the police. Call the people out. Hold them accountable. They're everywhere. This world is run by Satanists. It's run by pedophiles. That is a fact. It's a global network of Satanists and pedophiles. And the child trafficking network is run and operated by the CIA, if you didn't know that. You should look into Fiona Barnett and their ITG statement. It's all there, all the information. It's complicit with all the Australian prime ministers, parliamentary people, famous people. It's all there. It's disgusting. So let's just get over this. Let's just do something about it. Let's just talk about it. Let's arrest these people. Let's protest. Let's revolt. Let's have a revolution. A revolution for peace, a revolution for love, a revolution for standing up for women, for our sisters, for our mothers, for our grandmothers, for our children. Looking after the women. Behind every great man is a great woman, an even greater woman. Simplest things, being in a place of love, checking in with your friends. A lot of men are committing suicide. A lot of men are really depressed. They don't have anyone to speak to. In your local area, start a men's circle All you need to do is get people together, buy some tea, sit down, have some tea, have a chat. So simple. Have a chat. Sit in a circle. All people's stuff will come out and you'll connect. It's the easiest thing to do, and people need to get this out. We need to get this trauma out. We need to get these things out that we can't talk to, maybe to our partners, to our family, the stuff that needs to come out. And this is about releasing the trauma. So just do that. You can do that in your local area. Get a little meditation class. Do a men's circle. Do a women's circle. Take people for a bush walk. Take some kids out in the bush. Teach them how to build a fire. Hook up one of your local Aborigine elders and go do a tour. Learn some stuff about the land. I've got a brilliant guy called Adam. And I'm hopefully going to be working with him this year. And what we want to be doing is we want to be taking kids out into the forest and maybe put him into a sweat lodge, just a not a very hot sweat lodge, and then teaching him some of the law of the land, giving them some things they can take home, inspiring them to look after Mother Earth rather than trashing it. If I had inspiring elders and mentors when I was a kid, I wouldn't have spent 10 years of partying. I wouldn't have been riding around on Harley Davidsons and hanging out in King's Cross the whole time and getting in fights and kickboxing and doing all the illegal shit that I did for 13 years of my life. Man, as soon as I knew there was another realm out there where I could go to the bush and meet people and connect and have fun and go party without drugs and alcohol, I was all over it. I was like, far out, why wasn't this happening sooner? Parties where you have kombucha and acai, going to people's houses and talking deeply and connecting on a deep level without any sort of stimulants to get there. And that's kind of what the Western world is doing. They're just using stimulants to get there. We all want to connect. We all want to be part of something. We all want to be seen. But alcohol is the gateway. They have to have 10 schooners before they can connect and say deep things to each other. And when you are really drunk, it's okay to say something really deep, like, I love you. And if it turns out it doesn't work out so well in the morning, you can just go, oh, it was a joke. I was drunk. It's a cover story for going deep, and we need to go deep. When we start going deep, that's where we're going to get to the core of our wounding. That's where we're going to get to the core of our trauma, and we're going to realize that we're all the same. We're all just little humans trying to work it out. My computer blanked out again. And we're all just trying to work it out. Why are we here for? What are we doing? Everyone wants to be loved. Everyone wants to be accepted. So anyway, that's an hour and 7 minutes. Good to see this computer works. And thank you guys for your comments. And yeah, all that. Hope to see you soon. We'll be doing a seminar shortly. We might even do a sound journey in the next week. And there's going to be sweat lodges in 2019. There's going to be a lot of ceremonies and men's circles and all the rest of it. So if you haven't jumped onto my website, I'm going to post it here. It's innateawareness.com. Jump on there. Make sure you subscribe. And what I'll do, I'll send out an email when we have things that are coming up. Got a whole bunch of products on there. If you've got people who have cancer and disease, all the rest of it, send me a message. I've got some products and protocols that I can help you with. And we can get you started on some sort of a healing process, diet, food, healing machines, and a few other things. You know what I mean? So thank you very much, guys. And I'll hopefully speak to you all shortly.